I offer you the opportunity to join me in glorious battle.
Get it off your chest. Call 513-868-9664. Hmm?
868-9664. Excellent.
Get in on the show. Have some energy.
But of course.
Or send an email to unabatedsports@gmail.com.
Hop on, grab a line, tune in. Check us out.
Very well then.
Now back to Unabated Sports.
Thank you.
Presented by Crossroads Sports Bar and Grill on Cincinnati's ESPN Radio, 1450 The Ticket.
Welcome back to Unabated Sports. And now we bring in the man who's become our go-to guy, kind of like Tom Hanks on Saturday Night Live. We bring in Brad Johansson. Brad, welcome to the program.
Tom Hanks on Saturday Night Live. I guarantee you that will be the only reference in my lifetime where I am kind of like Tom Hanks in Saturday Night Live.
Would you prefer John Goodman? Because he's been on there a whole bunch of times, too. But
no, I'm a little closer body type to Tom Hanks, thank goodness, than John Goodman.
Well, we'll go with that. But let's get right into it. And this is a huge, huge, massive, can I blow it up too much? Big week for the Cincinnati Bengals. The Steelers are in town. This game has so much riding on it that I don't know if you can say too many things about it.
Well, you certainly can in Cincinnati. And you know what? You probably can't in Pittsburgh either, because Pittsburgh doesn't really care who they're playing. They're going to travel and be going crazy. They always love to make Cincinnati kind of Pittsburgh West, and I think there might be some irritation because that won't happen this week. I don't think there are a whole lot of people selling their tickets to Pittsburgh fans this week. I guarantee you that you will have a record crowd in Paul Brown Stadium this week. Cincinnati will be going crazy. You'll have a few terrible towels. You'll have plenty of the Cintas orange towels. It will be nuts. It will be madness. It will be the Bengals looking to go up 2.5 games on the Steelers in the AFC North.
Is that why there's the pat down this week, because the Steelers fans are coming into town?
That's probably a good week to start the pat down, because they're going to have to bring something else to try and get this win. I think this is Cincinnati's time, and I hope that that they work on all cylinders, because you know, I think even in through a 5-1 record, they really haven't clicked on all cylinders yet. It'd be nice to see, to make this that first game.
Well, as you mentioned, they haven't fully clicked on all the cylinders yet. Yet they're 5-1. This, for a lot of people, is very much an acid test, very much a litmus test of where they are right now, because they've only played one real team who's in the playoff hunt, that the Jaguars, and they came up short there. Now they get to face off against a Steelers team that is a perennial playoff favorite.
Yeah, no question. Pittsburgh is what Cincinnati wants to be. They've done it for year after year after year. Cowher's figured out a way to do it. They got a scheme. They got players. They have people who want to play there. Cincinnati wants to be the way this team has been. They're the defending champs in the division. They went to the AFC Championship game. They want to supplant the Pittsburgh Steelers and make it orange and black instead of black and gold. And you're right. That's probably the crackdown on this team so far, is who have you played to get to 5-1? Well, after you play Pittsburgh, there are a lot of people who have Pittsburgh labeled as one of the best teams in the league right now. So if you can get a win here, that probably is your test to say, okay, you understand what we're saying. We think we're pretty good. Now everybody else has to say we're pretty good.
And you mentioned that the fact that we put the Bengals up to a big lead this early in the season, who would have thought at the beginning of the year that the Bengals would have a chance to get that many games ahead of the Steelers at this point in the season?
Nobody. Well, I don't know. There's probably somebody out there who's calling radio stations and saying, I said this is exactly the way it was going to go, but it certainly wasn't me. I was hoping at this point that the Bengals might be at a 3-2 situation and taking on the Steelers, who might be somewhere near the same, so that they could pick up a game on them. I think the Steelers were the pick by just about everybody to win this division, and why not? They came off the division win last year and brought just about everybody back. Ben Roethlisberger with another year under his belt. There was really no reason to believe that Pittsburgh was going to fade at all, and you know what? They haven't faded. This is a very good football team. So Bengals have put themselves in a situation where, as Marvin said, these are games that we should have won. We did win them. And now you take care of home field advantage. 5 out of the next 6 are at home. Then you get a bye week throughout that period. This is a great time for them to make some hay, put themselves in a situation where they can fall here and there and it's still not kill them.
Now you mentioned Ben, obviously, Ben Roethlisberger coming into town. And I know neither team wants to talk about it, but for the fans and for people of the NFL over, this is very much a matchup of Carson versus Ben, the two youngest hot guns out there right now in the NFL.
Yeah, Ben the number one rated passer, Carson the number two rated passer, although Carson has thrown more than twice the balls that Ben has. They don't make Ben do what Carson Palmer does for this offense. And Sunday, I don't see any different. They're going to want to run it and want to run it and want to run it and say, Bengals, we haven't seen you stop the run against anybody. Let's see you do it against Bettis and Parker. So I don't know how much a Big Ben you will see unless everybody's thinking that they're going to run the ball, and so they're not going to run the ball. That could happen too. So I'm looking forward to it. I think this is one of those games that Carson Palmer relishes to find out how good he really is, and he wants to be the very best.
Well, now for Carson, there's some key injuries. The Steelers have a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
But the ones Carson's concerned about are the cornerbacks listed as doubtful, or Townsend and his backup. Both those cornerbacks listed as doubtful this weekend.
Yeah, you lick your chops when you've got Deshae Townsend and Ricardo Coakley down. He may not be licking his chops as much as Chad Johnson's licking his chops. So, but it'd certainly be nice to be able to get T.J. Hushmanzada back. Don't know whether that's going to happen, but it is Steeler week. So I have a feeling that maybe with a shot of cortisone mixed with a little Novocaine, T.J. Hushmanzada might be out there on Sunday.
Now, over on the other side of the ball for the Steelers, injuries of major concern over there. Hines Ward, Antoine Randall-El, and even I've heard Wilson is banged up over there. They're running low on wide receivers. They may have to call Louis Lips out of retirement. You did not think I was going to go to Louis Lips, did you?
I would like to see the Louis Lips reference. That's a beautiful thing, yeah. You know what? You got to play with what you got. That's the way the NFL goes. Marvin says it all the time. Unfortunately, they've got guys down, but I think on the same side of that, they're going to be saying, you know what, this is Bengal week. We've got to play. And there may be guys that step out there that you didn't think were going to make it on Sunday.
Now, Brad, we talked a little bit about smash mouth football, and that's a place the Bengals have struggled the last couple weeks, only 1 of 5 on 3rd and 4th and 1 or less than 1, really struggling up front to get that short yard when you know you need it. What's really been the cause of that, and how big of a concern is that for the Bengals?
What does Marvin say? You got to block better? I guess that's the bottom line. I think when you set things up, I think you need to go contrarian, try and figure out some things where you throw somebody out of the flat, you throw to a tight end across, you do things that you aren't expecting to do. I think on a couple of them you should have run a quarterback sneak. It's really easy to say what you should have done, but what they are doing is not working. So I guarantee you they are working on 3rd and short this week in practice all week long, because I think this is a game that's going to come down to one of those plays and probably at the very end.
Now, I was very surprised to see Bill Cowher took a lot of heat over last week's game and some of the decisions he made, and he really stepped up and he took the blame for a lot of those, which you usually don't see. You see a head coach take some of the blame, like, yeah, I'm taking some. But he really stepped up and took a lot of blame for some things that, yes, he did do wrong.
Hey, you've seen Marvin do that. When teams
and
Marvin learned that from Bill Cowher. That's a Bill Cowher thing, and that's what he does to fire up his team. This one's on me. Next one's on you. I took this bullet for you. You better take a bullet for me and respond. That's the way he fires his team up. So it's all calculated. Cowher doesn't do that just to say, I'm a big guy and I'm a step up and do it. That's what you do as a head coach to fire your players up. It's all about psychology.
Now, speaking of Marvin, last night I was down at Bengals Nation at GameWorks at Newport on the Levee.
Yeah, baby.
I'll tell you what, people, that was wall-to-wall people. I kept waiting for the fire marshal to come in and shut the place down. It was unbelievable.
Isn't it great?
Oh, my God. It's amazing what wins in Steelers Week will do for you.
It's a lovely, lovely thing. You got to see Bootsy Collins.
Bootsy was there. I got to watch Bengals players rap.
How about that?
And actually, it was better than you would think, I think largely because of Bootsy Collins and his influence.
Well, I think people were digging it. It may be on a bullet to the top of the charts, running the big cats, Dwayne Clemens, Ben Wilkerson, Stacey Andrews, doing a little rap produced by Bootsy Collins. This is some fun stuff. I mean, this is the way it should be. This is the way the town... I mean, you can tell how the town is on fire when guys step up on stage, do anything. They can do nothing wrong. You walk to the water coolers on Monday, and everybody's suddenly in a good mood. This is kind of the way it ought to be. Let's hope they can carry it over.
Well, the thing I look at the Bengals, you know, when people are feeling good, is when they don't laugh at Odell Thurman's Laffy Taffy dance. That's what he calls it. He calls it the Laffy Taffy.
Gotta love it.
As if the dance wasn't bad enough, but to call it the Laffy Taffy and to not have people disrespect it.
Oh, come on. You haven't heard the... You're not in the hip-hop world. You haven't seen the Laffy Taffy dance?
Oh, you know what? I haven't seen a whole lot of it. I take a lot of heat for not having enough street cred.
Apparently, you need to do a little more VH1 and MTV.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If that dance is street cred the way he did it, then I'm glad not to have any. No offense, Odell. He's a big boy, and he runs fast. He was there last night also at Bengals Nation, but... Yeah, that just didn't exactly fire me up. But
the Laffy Taffy.
But yeah, the Bengals Nation.
The Laffy Taffy.
Great event you guys got going on down there. And last night, Marvin Lewis really opened up about himself personally last night.
You know what? It's really becoming kind of fun because I think he's trusting the situation as just one that people want to come out and have fun. And nobody wants to rip him up on football this or football that. We're just kind of enjoying it. I mean, you know, Marvin can do no wrong right now. He's owned the city since he got here. Now they're winning. People want to know more about this guy because he's turned this team around, and I think it's fun when he does open up and kind of enjoy it with the crowd.
Yeah, so people need to check that out on Saturday night from, 11:30 to midnight on Saturday night?
That is it. What we've learned is things like cinnamon ice cream is his favorite. And
you need to tune in to see what Marvin did that he's actually a little bit embarrassed about. That someone asked him, what's the worst thing he got away with in college?
That's right.
And he turned it around and he said something that he was a little bit more embarrassed about.
This is classic.
So you need to check that out at 11:30.
Absolutely.
Brad, we need to check out the game, obviously, on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So on Saturday night, watch 11:30 to midnight. On Sunday, the game is on CBS, on your channel 12.
Bengals Weekly at 11:30 before the game on Sunday.
You'll be on the radio all over the dial. I defy anyone to not find you this weekend. You're going to have to try hard not to find Brad Johansen this weekend somewhere on something in some form.
I apologize that you are forced to endure me throughout the weekend.
Well, Brad, any predictions for this weekend's game against the Steelers?
I like a win. I don't know a score. I don't think it'll be a big scoring game, and I think this one will come down to the end, and I think it goes to the boys in stripes 2.5 games up in the AFC North.
It's always good positive outlook. Brad, thank you once again, as always.
All right, big boy.
Thanks, Brad. That was Brad Johansen, voice of the Cincinnati Bengals and Channel 12 sports director.